Activists in the area say that troops have besieged the village. In a separate incident, in the village of Karzakhan, regime forces have attacked protesters calling for the overthrow of the regime. The regime forces used live rounds of tear gas on the protesters. Eyewitnesses say helicopters have been seen overflying the protests. Anti-government protesters took to the streets in several Bahraini cities after Friday prayers. This despite the martial law and the ongoing brutal crackdown there. Since the beginning of a popular uprising by Bahraini citizens back in mid-February, dozens have been killed or tortured, with hundreds of others arrested. Germany has called on the ruling Al-Khalifa family in Bahrain to spare the lives of four protesters sentenced to death. Berlin has joined many rights groups, including Amnesty International, in the hope that the death sentences won't be carried out. Activists say the four confessed under duress to killing two police officers during demonstrations last month. Three other protesters have been sentenced to life imprisonment for their alleged involvement in the deaths. The verdicts have drawn international outrage. The European Union and the Lebanese resistance Hezbollah have strongly condemned the death sentences. Iranian women have held a rally in the capital, Tehran, to condemn the Saudi-backed crackdown on the popular uprising in Bahrain. They chanted slogans in solidarity with the people of Bahrain. The protesters also slammed what they called the double standards of Western countries on human rights. They said the U.S. and Britain are, quote, accomplices in the genocides being committed in Muslim countries. The protesters took to the streets after Friday prayers. During his sermon, the Friday prayers leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ahmad Khatami, said the Saudi and Bahraini regimes are nearing their end with every single crime that they are committing in Bahrain. People in Saudi Arabia have taken to the streets against a brutal crackdown on anti-government protesters by Saudi-backed forces in Bahrain. In Qatif, the protesters slammed Saudi forces for backing Bahraini troops in destruction of mosques and places of worship. Saudi women also held a candlelight vigil in Awamiya in solidarity with the people of Bahrain. The women shouted slogans against Bahrain's King Hamad bin al-Khalifa. They also called for the expansion of women's civil rights in Saudi Arabia. This after Saudi police arrested 30 activists, including two bloggers, for taking part in anti-government demonstrations. The kingdom has been the scene of anti-regime protests over the past months. The protests intensified when Riyadh sent its troops into neighboring Bahrain to help clamp down on protesters there. Ralph Schoenman, author and political commentator from Berkeley, California, tells us why the U.S. and other claimants of democracy are silent about the situation both in Saudi Arabia and Bahrain.
The pretense of being concerned about human rights and democracy on the part of the people who rule the United States is simple propaganda and entire hypocrisy. The regime in Saudi Arabia and that in Bahrain are prototypic of this. There is no contradiction between the U.S. Support of these regimes and silence about their violation of basic human rights and democratic rights, because they were put into place in order to suppress the population. So these demonstrations that you are citing in Saudi Arabia on the part of women are part of a general protest by the populations in the region, Saudi Arabia in particular, against the nature of the country-selling regimes that are dependent on the United States rulers for their military prowess and their financial stability.